Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is presented by Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Matt Prier about the upcoming Midwest Modified Tour run at Ono Speedway. Then we'll speak with the voice of Wayne County Speedway, William Burkhart, and we'll have a conversation with the World of Outlaws late model winner from Farmer City, Nick Hoffman. But first, let's get to our O'Reilly Auto Parts What's Hot. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Illinois at Highland Speedway, Rusty Schlenk and Cody Zobrist amongst the winners. Dakota Ewing grabbing the checkers at Macon Speedway. Lake Cumberland Speedway in Kentucky to Hayden Cardwell. Brandon Fouts grabs the checkers at Rock Castle. I-55 in Missouri. The World of Outlaws NOS Energy Sprint Cars. Donnie Schatz and David Gravel getting the wing walk. Cole Tinsley and Jackson Wiggs win at Doe Run. Skyline Speedway in Ohio. Colton Burdett, Kyle Bond, and Lucas Mannion victorious. Zach Milby and Zach Carr victorious at Atomic. Attica to Cap Henry. Josh Smith wins at Shady Bowl. Lernerville in Pennsylvania. Rex King Jr. and Garrett Crummert amongst the winners. Lawrenceburg in Indiana. Kevin Thomas Jr. victorious. Javier King wins Salem. Anderson to Dakota Armstrong. Josh Spence victorious at Sports Roman at US 24. Cole Kirkman gets the big award. Davenport, Iowa to Austin Becerra. Makokata, Scott Lemke and Jackson Lewis victorious. And Paul Nienheiser, a nice win for him at 34 Raceway. Speaking about standing races, how about a week of it? The NASCAR All-Star Race Week, May 14th through the 19th at North Wilkesboro Speedway, featuring the Cars Tour Racing, concerts from Neil McCoy and Warren Zeiders, NASCAR Pit Crew Challenge, the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, and, of course, the NASCAR Cup Series All-Star Race. Get your tickets now at NorthWilkesboroSpeedway.com. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Matt Prier, to give us the update on the Midwest Modified Tour as they get ready to go to Ona Speedway amongst other great tracks that they'll be visiting here in 2024. Hey, Matt, welcome back to the show. You guys have been racing a little bit already this year, but Ona is always one of those stops that we love to catch up on. How's the tour? Who's hot in the driver's seat? And what can we expect when they get there to West Virginia?
Well, Lenny, I certainly appreciate you having me on. Yeah, the Midwest Modifies Tour, powered by Wheeler Trucking. Already had our first race of the season back on April 6th at the, of course, the iconic Bristol Motor Speedway. 61 teams made the trip to the historic half mile. Cody Stickler going to Victory Lane, the Pinellas Park, Florida standout in a modified. Picked up the coveted sword there at Bristol Motor Speedway in our first race. And now we move into the heart of the schedule, the first of three straight races and three straight weeks at Ona Speedway, and privileged to be a part of the prestigious Mountaineer 100 race weekend.
That should be a real barn burner up there. Midwest Modified Tours, Matt Prier checking in with us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. Help folks understand what the Midwest Modified Tour is. You don't race anywhere on dirt. It's all pavement, right? And, you know, what are the cars like, and where's the width of, the geography of where the drivers come from?
Well, it harkens back to the days of the old E-Mod series, which was the start of the series back in 1989. It's gone through a few name changes, and it's currently the Midwest Modified Tour, powered by Wheeler Trucking. Think of the dirt car UMP modifieds only on pavement. These are some great modifieds. We travel all over the Great Lakes, Midwestern region of the country, Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, West Virginia, and of course a little bit south in Tennessee. Last year, averaging 27.6 cars per event, and this race at Ona Speedway, as mentioned, the biggest show on the only pavement track in West Virginia, Ona Speedway, the Mountaineer 100 race weekend. They have a great field of regular competitors that race there on Saturday night. It should be a good challenge for the travelers of the Midwest Modified Tour.
Midwest Modified Tour's Matt Prier checking in with us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. So the Mountaineer event at Ona coming up next weekend should be a barn burner, as you say. But where are a couple of the other tracks that, you know, are kind of always interesting to go to? And are there any new ones this year?
Well, privileged to be to go to so many wonderful racetracks. Right after Ona, we head over to Lucas Oil Indianapolis Raceway Park on Friday, May 3rd, as part of the Cletus McFarland's Cletus and Cars weekend there in the Circle City. And then right after that, on Saturday, May 11th, head up to Michigan for the first time, the legendary Berlin Raceway outside of Grand Rapids in Marne, Michigan. Salem Speedway returns to the schedule for the first time since 2009 on Saturday, June 8th, as part of round number two of the 2024 King of the High Banks Triple Crown Series presented by Mays Tire and Service Center. Wausau Speedway is part of that. Of course, always tradition ending the season at the legendary High Banks of Winchester Speedway, October 11th and 12th for the 19th annual Run for the Gun 50.
It really is quite a diverse amount of tracks and states and things like that. We're chatting Midwest Modified Tours with Matt Prier from the series as they get ready to go to Ona Speedway next weekend and then all across Mid-America. That Salem Speedway run has got to be amazing. Our listeners from WSLM in Salem Speedway, get out and support the series. Whenabouts is that along the calendar?
Salem Speedway marks race number 5 of the season of the 11 races on the schedule. Just before the halfway point of the season, and then right after Salem, we take a couple weekends off and head to another historic half-mile Toledo Speedway on June 28th with the 500 Sprint Car Series. That marks the halfway point of the 2024 racing season.
Well, Matt, great to have you join us for this. We appreciate the time. Matt Prier for the Midwest Modified Tour. Check him and the rest of the group out at Ona Speedway coming up next week. Fans will be right back with more.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find the nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, this is Carson Osvar, and you're listening to Country Radio Hall of Famers Kathy Martindale and Paul Shad on Racing Country Classic.
It's Kathy and Tim McGraw.
I can see you getting more into the technical. I can see you producing.
It's a fun thing to learn. I enjoy doing it. When I get the opportunities to do it, I try to learn as much as I can.
Hey, it's Kathy Martindale and Paul Shad on Racing Country Classic.
Racing Country Classic.
Hi, this is Doug Rice. Join me for the latest edition of Fast Talk.
I wondered, okay, was that real or was that something that just happened in a test session? Well, they proved it was real yesterday.
Let me tell you something. Testing and seat of pants and being in a car on a racetrack still pays off dividends when you go back to a racetrack.
We have to make sure that we're racing in a market that's going to, percentage-wise, probably give us a good weather weekend.
It's Fast Talk right here on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Wayne County Speedway in Ohio, announcer William Burkhart. Hey, William, welcome to the show. Sorry, things got rained out last weekend for you guys, but excited about the season ahead and looking forward to chatting and learning a little bit more about Wayne County Speedway, the Ohio version of that track. Let's start out with just simply, where is Oroville, Ohio?
So Orrville, it's located roughly about 2 hours or so from Columbus. The track is right off of State Route 30.
Okay.
So it's coincidentally it's on Carr Road.
Well, we love car racing and certainly looking forward to great things from Wayne County Speedway. And we're chatting on the profabrication.com hotline with the voice of the Speedway, William Burkhart. What's the track like? Help folks visualize what you get to look out the window at when you're announcing there, you know, dirt, pavement, how big, banking, not banking, you know, what's Wayne County like?
So it's the best way to describe it is kind of a 3/8 mile, almost a paperclip style track. It doesn't seem like it's very high banking until you really look at it, and it's got some pretty decent banking to it. Regular night, we run 410 sprints, late models, modified street stocks, and four-cylinder mini stocks.
Wow, big night of racing, typically Saturday nights, or are you Friday nights?
Correct. Saturday nights,
Wayne County Speedway, and we're chatting on the profabrication.com hotline with the voice of Wayne County Speedway, William Burkhart. Speaking of profabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. So the Fast Series run that was going to go last weekend, you know, a bit too moist to go, but a big season ahead. What are some of the, you know, two or three of the points that folks should look for, maybe become a destination for them in their summer travels or whenever they run during the year?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we had a lot of big events coming up. I think we have about 4 or 5 fast races on the schedule this year. We're honored to get to have the final date of the Dirt Car Summer Nationals Hell Tour again this season. And the one I think everybody's been talking about has been the World of Outlaws coming back on September the 27th with the World of Outlaws Sprint Cars.
Oh, wow. Those will be good. You're going to have to give Wooben, our friend Ruben Morales, a whole down the road. And, of course, you know, keep Johnny in line while he's there. All great people. The folks from World Racing Group, you know, going to get out to Wayne County Speedway at Ohio to put on those shows. But how about locally based shows? Do you have ones that are significant to the folks that are typically in the grandstands week after week there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, couple of big ones we've got I can think of are like the Pete Jacobs Memorial we've got on Sunday of Labor Day weekend with the Fast Series. That's always been a big event for us, kind of the big crown jewel sprint car event. And the Donna Hans Gross Memorial we've got on Saturday, August the 10th. We've got the ALMS late models, going to be 5,000 to win, honoring one of the many great track promoters we had at Wayne County Speedway over the years.
Wow. William Burkhart, the announcer, the voice of Wayne County Speedway in Ohio, checking in with us on the profabrication.com hotline. Orrville, Ohio, not far from Columbus, easy to get to, and a track that is drawing big, big races throughout the year. It sounds like a hot summer ahead. But when we get, you know, excited about going to a new racetrack and such destination-wise, all I've heard about is the quality and the flavor of the cheeseburgers there at Wayne County Speedway. Give us the insight from somebody who's been able to enjoy one.
I don't know where Jason gets them from. I mean, it's the best cheeseburger I've ever had. I don't know what makes it so good. It tastes better than every other cheeseburger I've had at any other racetrack. Wow. I think he puts a little bit of that Wayne County love in there.
Well, that Wayne County love is the secret recipe for the great cheeseburgers at Wayne County Speedway, and certainly worth the trip to go to. When you chat with people about Wayne County Speedway in Ohio, they'll tell you, cheeseburgers, get one, make sure you come hungry. And we're chatting with William Burkhart, the announcer from that racetrack. Where'd you get your start? How'd you become an announcer? That's always interesting. You know, how long you've been going, things like that.
So yeah, I've grown up going to races around the area since pretty much I was born. My dad was a big race fan, and I grew up like most kids, wanting to be a driver, but we never really had the means or the money for it. And I was 14 and my dad gave me the idea of like, why don't you be a race announcer? You know a lot about it. You've got a good voice. Like, you could get into the booth. And I was sitting in bed one night, saw a Facebook post that said they were looking for an announcer, and showed up and got the job. And I'm blessed to say I'm going into my fourth season at the track.
Wow. William Burkhart getting the job at Wayne County Speedway and living the dream, all from a post out there on Facebook. And really, when you hear about this young man's talents and what he's doing, especially at a facility at that level, a pleasure for those fans in the grandstands to be able to listen to at Wayne County Speedway. Who are some of your announcing heroes that you've looked to, you know, for advice or just looked to try to emulate?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up listening to Mike Swanger and late Chuck Griffith. Those guys were kind of the voice of my childhood. And then even when I got a little older, I was a big, really big fan of Blake Anderson from the All-Stars. Got to talk to him a few times and really kind of idolized him and Johnny Gibson as well. I mean, anybody in dirt racing, you got to love Johnny Gibson.
Yeah, Johnny and Blake, two great ones that always the guys that helped build grassroots racing like those other two that, you know, are the voices there in the past. Always ones to, you know, try to find that advice, that right rhythm to be able to do what you can for the fans in the grandstands. And we're chatting with the voice of Wayne County Speedway on the profabrication.com hotline, William Burkhart, chatting with us about racing, about the track, about his start on and on the way up. Do you have certain things that, you know, have been exciting? What has been some of the, you know, races that really stick out in those 4 years that have happened in front of you?
Oh, boy, there's been a lot of great races. I think the one that always comes to my mind is I remember there was a modified race and a couple of our locals, Colton Shaw and DJ Klein. And, I mean, it was a darn good race. It was one of the ones where there were slide jobs back and forth and beating off each other. And I think the way I remember it is Colton came out of four and kind of put the door on to Klein coming to the checker. And it was just it was one of those races I jumped up, kicked the stool back, and it was a great finish.
And I bet it was an awesome sound to hear our guest on the ProFab Hotline, William Burkhart, the Wayne County Speedway announcer. You hear the kind of races, you hear that excitement, even in his voice on a phone call. You can check out Wayne County Speedway on their social media. Get to one of those great races. Our friend William Burkhart has chatted with us about. William, thanks for taking the time to do this. We really appreciate it. Fans, stay with us. We'll be back with more of PRN at the Track.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, and it's so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at Z-Max.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Z-Max for your car, big rigs, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts store.
You're invited to the loudest party in Northern California. NASCAR roars into wine country for the Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma Raceway. Mark your calendars for June 7th through 9th when the stars of NASCAR return for 3 days of heart-pounding racing excitement. Experience the adrenaline rush of camping at the track. Meet your favorite drivers at autograph sessions and groove to live music under the California sun. Don't miss out on a weekend you have to see to believe. Get your tickets today at SonomaRaceway.com.
There's more at the track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Buddy Baker is back in victory circle after just five tries in 1971.
Your family and Buddy Baker have a history.
A long history of Buck and my granddad racing against Buddy's dad. Buddy came to drive for my dad in 71, 72, right along there, drove that white Dodge number 11. They always called him the Gentle Giant. And Buddy would come over to the house. Sometimes he would bring his son, Brian, who was about my age, and we'd go motorcycle ride. And Buddy Baker was a great motorcycle. We'd go out through the woods, and man, he would do some stuff, and my dad would just putt along on that little motorcycle he had. Buddy'd have his on the back wheel and in the gas and running hard. Brian and my dad would ride together, and I would ride with Buddy because they would putt along, and I would ride with Buddy. But Buddy was just that guy who always was just so kind to me. Even when I started racing, and we'd go to Daytona, or you'd go to Talladega, where he had lots of success, you could sit and talk to him, and he would tell you things, and you could pick his brain, and he tried to help you.
Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, they call him the Thrill from Mooresville, Nick Hoffman. And hey, Nick, you don't have to go and earn your nickname as hard as you had done so up at Farmer City. But what a fantastic finish. And from watching, and folks, if you have not seen the Dirt Vision broadcast or the highlights, this is a special, special finish. And it is one for the ages. Nick, how do you even plan to handle that kind of chaos if it does or doesn't happen and then you came through it? What was this experience like from the driver's seat?
Yeah, the biggest thing is you lead 39 laps and you can't give it away on the last one. And that's kind of where I was, the position I put myself in was I got in there a little bit harder than I had kind of the rest of the race. Just the biggest thing is Dirt Vision had their video board on the back straightaway. So I could kind of watch the video board every lap to kind of judge my distance of where I was to Bobby. And I got off of turn two pretty well, but I was looking at the video board and I was like, man, I think he's close enough to be able to slide me. And, you know, watching Bobby Pierce race enough, we all know that if, you know, if there's a chance, he's going to throw it in there. And,
okay. Now
and
slide hold on, hold on just a second. Nick Hoffman, wild finish, Farmer City Speedway, live on Dirt Vision, part of the World of Outlaws Case Late Model Series, national contenders already, you know, up there battling with the points. Help people understand how long you and Bobby Pierce have known each other and the friendship and, you know, friendly rivalry you two have as you're battling for this point.
Yeah, I've raced with Bobby now for 6-7 years, and he's always a super aggressive guy. There's, you know, he's had a lot of run-ins with a lot of different people, but I feel like nowadays he races a lot more respectful, and he's racing for a championship at the end of the day, and last year he was able to do that. So I kind of knew, you know, what I was dealing with him running second, and he was going to try and slide me no matter what, and I got myself in a bad position where I got tight, and he was coming across, and, you know, if it's any other lap, I probably lift and try and get to the back to the bottom of him. But being the last lap, I chose to bail off the racetrack and use the horse track, and it all worked out.
It did in a most spectacular fashion. Car sideways, pointing up at 1 second, and then almost just, you know, into the other car. It is phenomenal. Words cannot describe the intensity of that action in the blink of an eye. And even the great Ruben Morales on the call, you could just see that this was an amazing moment and hear that this was an amazing moment happening. And our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, Nick Hoffman, was right there in the middle of it and able to capture the win. But before we chat more with Nick, I want to remind you, Profabrication headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. So you come out and you're up from the horse track and across what is the line. Did you know then? When did you know? How did you know?
Yeah, the biggest thing is coming out of turn two. I rolled back around, come out of turn two, and look back at that video board, and it still had me at the top of the list. And at that point, you know, being that far off the racetrack, what I was worried about is the transponder loop not catching it. And for whatever reason, I don't know if they use the same transponder system for the horses or what, but it run far enough out, and I was still at the top of the board. And I was like, man, like surely if I got beat there, he would have been in front of me. So then they came over the receiver about right after that point and read out the lineup. So at that point, Bobby didn't even know I was out there on the horse track. So he thinks that he won the race. And then I see the numbers and all that stuff, and then they call it on the receiver. So at that point, I'm pretty pumped up, but I definitely just, I was mad at myself more than anything.
Yeah. Our guest, Nick Hoffman, is a guy that's very precise, built great modified series chassis, does so much as the host of Pitbull on Dirt Vision and such. And when he says he was mad at himself, this is the warrior part of our friend here that knows that, you know, inches matter and points on the racetrack. Let me give you a couple of things he just said, by the way. Receiver is the tower control officials communication one way to all the drivers out there on the track, and the transponder is the electronics that are in the bottom of the car so that they can find the race car electronically, make sure that the scoring is exact on all race cars, and they have wires underneath the racetrack so that they connect. And that's what he was talking about, not wanting to lose that connection, which may have cost him, you know, the race, even if he had won it by 10 car lengths. But how much was the separation? What did the computers say?
Yeah, it was 0-7-2. So obviously, if we were dealing with 20 years ago when everybody was hand scoring, I believe, you know, you probably would have called that race a little bit different. But luckily with all the cameras now, and then all the technology with transponders and everything else, I mean, they don't lie. As long as you make it over the loop, the transponder doesn't lie. And as long as you didn't cheat your transponder location, that's what we see a lot of times too, is guys obviously trying to mount them as close to the front bumper as possible. And we have a specific location they have to be, you know, mounted. So they definitely check both of our cars to make sure that we had them in the correct spot. But 0-7-2 was the official determination, which is damn near a blinking of an eye.
It really is. But one of the most amazing finishes you'll see. You can check the Dirt Vision archives from the World of Outlaws. Case the equipment, late models last weekend, Farmer City, Illinois, an unbelievable finish. And we're chatting with the winner of that epic battle between Bobby Pierce Jr. and our guest, Nick Hoffman, and really appreciate him doing that. Hit us a little bit of information on Pitbull, your show, before we have to sign off.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool show that I get to do every week. I'm actually getting ready to get in the truck and head that way to shoot another episode today. So we shoot on Tuesdays. They normally come out on Thursdays, basically covering everything Dirt Vision, whether it's World of Outlaw Sprint Cars, World of Outlaw Late Models, Extreme Outlaw Midget Series, the Super Dirt Car, Big Block Modifieds, and even all the local racing that Dirt Vision covers weekly. So I get to do that, and it definitely keeps me busy because obviously this weekend I was racing myself with the Outlaw Late Models, but I had to go back and watch all the Outlaw Sprint Cars and everything else to try and get myself acclimated with whatever, you know, even happened outside of our own racing. So I enjoy it. I'm a fan of all motorsports. So just to get to talk about it is just something I really like doing.
Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. Nick Hoffman on the ProFabrication.com hotline, winner of Farmer City in that fantastic finish on Dirt Vision for the World of Outlaws Late Models. Thanks a lot, Nick. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is PRN's David Stiles. Join me each week when I head over to JC's Garage to talk NASCAR.
As of right now, if I were to name my top five, I could tell you Chase Elliott wouldn't be in that top five with this next-gen car. He has a lot to prove on the road courses with this next-gen car, but I still don't think there's a real out front leader. I think Tyler Reddick has been outstanding.
That's JC's Garage, wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
We saw a lot of chaos in the closing laps of the race, so just trying to minimize that, make it more about a race than people just using each other up.
I think it's needed. It was needed at all the road courses.
While I don't think it's going to be a home run, I think that it'll be in the right direction.
So many opportunities to either be really good or make mistakes, and they can start adding up on you quick.
For the latest NASCAR news without a restrictor plate, it's PRN's Garage Pass. For the station near you, check us out at goprn.com.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track from Knoxville, Iowa to Boone, North Carolina and virtually everywhere in between. As long as weather will allow, tracks are up and opening, running opening races, running long-time series races, memorial races. Get out and support grassroots racing. Thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was presented by Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.